Hey everyone, and welcome to the Forefront Podcast. We are a community of pioneers exploring and building at the forefront of the Web3 playground. We've dug through the noise and surfaced a signal on the state of the art of tokenized communities in the internet native economy. Enjoy this bi-weekly roundup of the latest and greatest in social tokens, DAOs, and more.
All right, let's get rolling. Alex, Tyler, appreciate y'all joining. Appreciate everybody for coming through today on this beautiful Friday. We could just get rolling with intro. So Alec, if you want to just get started on who you are, and then Tyler, we'll dive in.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Thank you guys for having us. I'm a big fan of Forefront. Been around in and out of your community for a while, since the very beginning. So really stoked to be here, chat with you guys. My name's Alec. I live in Brooklyn. I'm from Massachusetts, so not too far from here, but I've lived internationally. I am a musician. I'm an engineer. I'm a relationship builder, among other things. I've been with Mochi for a little over a year, first as a full stack engineer and now working on the partnership side. So plugging the tools that we've built into as many DAOs and communities as we can, as long as it makes sense. So my day-to-day consists of a lot of just working with DAO operators, DAO contributors, community leaders to identify their goals and figure out how we can map those goals to our system.
And I'm Tyler. I'm a designer, DJ, schemer, broadly organizer. I'm originally from Chicago, but I also grew up internationally as well, mostly, and have been fairly new to the East Coast, but learning to love it. I was out in the Bay for quite some time before this, and I miss a little bit of the weather, but now that New York City summer is here, it is starting to forget about it. At Mochi, I'm one of the kind of chief instigators, one of the core team and founders that kicked it off way back in 2018, right before DevCon 5 in Osaka. And I lead our user experience, our product design, brand design efforts as we step out and figure out what it is that's going to keep all of these DAOs together and working towards the things that they really care about.
Incredible. Appreciate the intros. I think a good way to start in is just a very simple, what is Mochi? I think what's super interesting from my perspective is that Mochi is a tool, but unlike a lot of tools that you see in the ecosystem, there's just such a rich community that you guys have pumping over there. And for folks who don't know any better, you could think about Mochi as more so that community versus the tool that's underlying it. So would love to dig into specifically what is Mochi, and then would love to transition that into how y'all have built such a rich community around it.
Totally. I can kind of lead this one off. The reason that Mochi feels multifaceted and sometimes more of a community than maybe a tool, and we use the word protocol more than we use the word tool, because I think we think about it more a way of behaving and interacting than a specific tool. It's more like a framework for interacting with other people. And so protocol is what we lean on a little bit more. But the community really came first there. The history of Mochi is that it started in the weird nooks and crannies at the consensus office in Bushwick, where as things were getting murky in the downturn in 2017, there was some loss of direction among the people who were working there around what they were working on, what they wanted to do, and how they could find success in their personal and shared ambitions in their lives. And they started, the co-founder and the original founder of Mochi, the kind of our fearless leader, Player Zero, he started a game, playing this game that he was calling Mochi with the employees there, where they would stake Ether against what they wanted to do, and they would then set a goal for 2 months at a time. They'd report back on the progress that they were making towards that goal. And because we've started from this very player-centric perspective, the community allows for very emergent growth and engagement with, I think, the different people who show up every day to talk about what they're passionate about and to make progress on it.
Something that I would add is that the process that we're going through now of outfitting the tools that we've built for other DAOs and communities to plug into and use, that's relatively new. Just the last few months since we graduated from Seed Club. So there's a long history, dating back 4 or 5 years, all the way back to Consensus. And for quite a while, Mochi was a social club above all else. So really, we built this game, we built these tools, and our community has been using it for years now, and it's been growing alongside the community. And we would bring people in every quarter in batches of a dozen or so at first, and then slowly growing the size of those batches over time. So it's a curated group of people that early community members were bringing in more people, and then those people would bring in others. And yeah, the focus was always on just everybody tracking whatever it is that they wanted to show up for. So it's a bit of a different conversation now that we're plugging it into to DAOs with very specific goals and projects in mind in some cases. In other cases, they're using it in the way that we did, which is just providing a way for new contributors to show up, a framework to reflect around something that you want to do individually as it relates in some cases to the higher mission of the DAOs or communities that you're a part of. But yeah, I think that's what's unique about it is that the ethos was never, you must do this thing and this thing. It's a very non-prescriptive system. We're always been just trying to reward the act of showing up in your community and sticking around in your community. And what we've seen in our community is that a lot of really beautiful relationships have come out of that because it's a team game. We can get into the mechanics a bit later in the conversation. I'm sure we will, but it's a dual focus on financial incentives as well as social accountability. I see the social accountability piece arguably being the more important of the two. So yeah, I don't know if that answered your question. I'm sure that we can take this in a few different directions, but yeah, first and foremost, it's always been a social club, a community of people just tracking their personal goals together.
No, that definitely answers the question. I want to dig into this idea of Mochi starting off as a social club. What was the underlying thread that brought these folks together, built that initial culture? Was it that shared goal of all wanting to hold like ourselves as an individual accountable and then just doing that with friends? Or was there some other cultural thread that held those people together?
Yeah, and there's definitely a couple cultural threads that maybe form the backbone of Mochi, cultural bones. One being music. Like, music is one of the things that has really brought a lot of the Mochi community together before some of these ideas, and the origin of at least me and Player Zero's kind of relationship was based on music. And I know our other co-founder as well, often frequent, is what, like, him and Player Zero also started in this music relationship too, and something that we all share. And so when we were kicking off Mochi, it started very privately among friends. We invited all of our good friends in to share in the experience, and not everyone was a good fit for the community. Not everyone wanted to spend the time on personal goals the way that I think a lot of us did. And those who did stick around, though, we started to build this shared cultural experience together. And as we began tiptoeing into the more public realms, like DevCon 5 was our first experience doing this, we thought that the best way of inviting new people into the community was by throwing a party together. So we rented out a record shop in Osaka called CompuFunk, which has a great selection, and got some DJs from another shop nearby, Rare Groove, that we really liked, and some of the Mochi community as well, and DJed, threw a party for folks there. We made PlayStation 2 games that were Mochi inspired and handed them out to folks that came by. And I think we generally try to attract people in oblique ways where we can impress upon people the passion and commitment we have towards, and the idea of building things for ourselves and then building ourselves up and then building something great together. These kinds of in real life gatherings and sharing music and sharing food were part of the original core of what we wanted to do. And I think before the pandemic, we had much grander plans on doing more IRL stuff, and then everything turned upside down and we doubled down on what does it mean to organize online a little bit more. And then the whole DAO explosion happened too. It was timely that we got to learn from all these other people who are trying to do the same thing.
Super interesting. I'm curious, so what did that transition look like from Mochi being the social club of folks who were all mutually using this tool to actually, I guess for lack of a better term, turning this thing into a business and selling that tool into other DAOs? Was that an active decision for all members of the community? Was that a Player Zero decision? What did that look like?
Yeah, I think we had always been trying to find a way to help individuals form their own path through the wealth that they were able to gather together through playing games. And so we knew there was a business in this. We weren't really sure how it worked or might make sense. And so we weren't doggedly pursuing it necessarily up front, because we knew that if whatever assumptions we had about how that might work might ultimately prove to be wrong. So we expected, and what ended up happening is folks started asking us, I've done this, I've played Mochi now in the community, how do I do this with my other friends? Or I have this other, the goal that I was working on is now a business of mine and I want to take that further. Or like, how do I bring this to other DAOs? And so the first kind of inklings of how this might come out is when people started reaching out and saying, hey, how do we take this system and use it to do what we do at our other DAO? And Alex has been working with all of our partners very closely and has been around since we did this pivot. So I'm curious kind of what Alex's perspective is on how things have changed within Mochi and then also what we're hearing from our partners.
Yeah, I think that it's been a natural progression in many ways. Again, starting first and foremost from the community social club kind of angle, just providing space for people to gather and for relationships to form organically. And what we've seen, because like I mentioned, we're not really prescriptive. We have some guidelines for how we recommend that people set goals in our community, right? We encourage people to dream big, but start small and start with small measurable goals. But there's no prescription in terms of you must work on something that relates to DAOs or you must work on something that relates to music. And we've got, you can pop into our Discord channel right now, the Mochi check-in channel where everybody does their daily reports. That's a public feed. So you can see the range of goals that people are working on. And it's fascinating just to see what people are trying to do. But a natural progression from that is more focused goal setting to emerge in other communities. Yeah, we have people reaching out a lot lately. I would encourage anyone who's in here and who is interested in exploring how we could fit in with your community to reach out as well. But just to give some examples, Campfire is a community that has formed over the past month or so. It's essentially a Web3 songwriters union. So we've got about 100 people in there, a lot of whom are NFT artists themselves, or I'm sorry, this is a tension point for me where people are referred to as Web3 or NFT artists. They're musicians who are using Web3 tools to better our career, not necessarily Web3 or NFT artists, but this is a really good example because it's a new community of just a bunch of songwriters and musicians who came together, and we're gonna be using it as a daily songwriting challenge. Some people are gonna be doing songwriting, some people are gonna be doing music production, but the idea is that everybody's gonna be showing up in a team working on some music-related goal every day, and that's a very specific use case as a culture starter for this new community because we've brought together all these incredible, talented people, but how do you actually allow relationships, collaborations to emerge, create space for people to provide feedback? So that's one example. We've got other people who are wanting to use this for like TikTok challenges. We've got a whole range of kind of use cases that are starting to emerge, which I think, again, we don't want to force anything on people in our community. We want to keep that open space for people to work on whatever it is that aligns with their personal development. Yeah, as a next step, creating more curated, more targeted systems in other communities. Some brand new communities like Campfire, some communities and DAOs with a longer history like Pleaser DAO. Yeah, we're talking to a range of folks and open to new ideas for how this can plug into other communities because we've really only been, this process is relatively new for us, as I mentioned, like a couple months in.
Super interesting. Mochi is obviously using Web3 tools as well. I'm curious, what about the Web3 aspect of Mochi do you think is an interesting value prop or competitive advantage versus if Mochi wasn't living within that ecosystem?
Yeah, that's a good question.
For sure. The reason we built Mochi on Web3 as opposed to, or using Web3 tooling is because we believe that Web3 is going to really, we still believe that Web3 is really going to shape the way that we interact with money in a different way and will be instrumental in providing value for communities and providing tools for people to belong and interact and exchange across those systems. I think what's interesting, so we started with Ethereum and I think we all come from the world of Ethereum as being our starting point. And one of the benefits of doing that is we can support ERC-20 token distribution through our system as well. If communities want to reward their contributors, people who are playing Mochi inside their community with tokens for showing up, for participating, for engaging, for helping to set the direction of the DAO, for helping to just do something nice, say GM every day or whatever in the chat. We can provide tools and incentives to do that. And one of the other great things about Web3 tools is that they're more or less automated. You don't need to have an accountant who's managing a Google sheet of everyone's balances, et cetera, to do all this stuff. It just happens automatically. That is actually how the very beginning of Mochi started. It was just a single wallet and a Google sheet balance, but we've obviously grown beyond that at this point. The idea of breaking out of the traditional norms and giving people the tools to do this ad hoc is really what we're after. And I think that's what we've seen a lot of success with too, where people can come, they can come and they can set their own direction, they can grow that direction and take that and do something new with it. And I think that's something that you couldn't do given the constraints of communities and technology, money in the past 15 years. So it's really great to see that. And especially with DAOs now too, it's everyone's stepping out and finding ways to organized to buy the constitution or whatever it is that people want to do. So I think there's a lot of alignment in Web3 and the idea of autonomy, but autonomy alongside of working together. Like we all need to respect and have good mental fitness, but we also need to work together to do things together.
Yeah, something I would add, Tyler mentioned the fact that we're able to, or we will be pretty soon able to allow other DAOs, other communities to actually distribute their own tokens to members of their community or members of their DAO who are playing Mochi. And I think that's a really interesting mechanic because it's one thing to take a bounty, right? And to have your task log and to like, you know, that's great. Maybe you do a period of work over a couple months or a series of weeks and then you get your bounty rewarded at the end. That's cool. But I think, I mean, it's crucial. It's more than cool, right? It's great. But I think one of our unique advantages is just being able to do these kind of micro distributions of token. Like you just check in, you self-reflect on your goal every day, show up in your community, and you just get a little bit every day. But over time, that can turn into something a lot bigger. And another thing that I think is really interesting that we're going to be getting into through the summer and moving forward is this idea of not only allowing DAOs to distribute their tokens to people who are playing Mochi, but also for DAO contributors. So currently, just a little bit of background, I don't think we've really gotten into this aspect of the game mechanics yet. But the way that it works is that you join Mochi in either our community or another community. You set your goal. You bond with your Mochi. So you bond some ETH with your goal. And depending how much ETH you bond, that is going to determine how many tokens you're awarded. So the rewards scale proportionally to the amount that you're putting at stake. But the reverse is also true. The more ETH that you put at stake, the more that you're liable to lose for failing to check in. And that's where the social accountability comes in as well, because if you're on a team with three other people, if everybody has some ETH at stake, I could check in every single day, but I could still lose ETH if Tyler's on my team and he doesn't check in. And so where I'm going with this is right now you can put ETH at stake, but what if you're a forefront contributor and you're actually required to put your forefront at stake? So now you're putting your equity in your community at stake and you could lose it if you don't show up in your community, if you don't show up for your goals. So it creates a framework for people to grow their stake in the communities where they're showing up. But also the disincentive mechanism is powerful as well. And one more thing that I would add that I think is really interesting is this idea of reputation, right? Like verifiable credentials is a hot topic right now. So we have a whole kind of ranking system within our community that's based on how many journeys have you completed? What check-in ratio have you maintained? And we see that as being something that you could actually take to other DAOs. Like, it's cool if I show up in Forefront and say, hey guys, I've been contributing to Mochi for the past 9 months. I've been contributing to Beats DAO for the past 9 months. You guys can trust me to contribute here. That's cool, but it's a lot cooler if I can say, hey guys, I've done these three journeys with these goals. I've maintained a 95% check-in ratio. You can go look at all my check-ins here. Like, here's an interface for it. I think that becomes a lot more compelling of a way to signal high-value contribution.
Super cool. Yeah, it's interesting how the mechanic changes once you start using native ownership in your community. You can get super granular and start talking about people being held accountable for specific tasks, but you could also just say, how do you reward community members in ownership in the community simply for showing up every day and doing these small tasks that make the community tick? And I think that framework or that like mental shift is super, super powerful. There are a couple of questions in the chat that I want to get to. The first is from Captain, let's go with. How or what do you think is the reason for Mochi having such a cultural or creative bend?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and I maybe have some thoughts on it, but I don't know that I have a real thing to point to that pulls this out. And I think fundamentally, when people think about work that they want to do, and I have some thoughts on the word work too, I think they tend to lean more towards finding ways to express themselves. I don't think people naturally gravitate towards doing things like administrative tasks. And so I think when you frame work around the idea of what do you want to do, what do you want to contribute, people tend to gravitate towards those creative tasks. And also, ultimately, a lot of people have creative souls trapped inside, or maybe not trapped, but inside them, and maybe they don't get tapped into as often as they want to. And I think in the early days in particular, and I still now too, a lot of people come to Mochi as an outlet for some of that work and can use it as a place to express that. I mentioned having a little bit of beef with the word work, and I think a lot of people talk about the future of work and how we're going to be moving towards a world of that. At Mochi, we tend to think about work in the future as being more like play, because I think by definition, work is work that you've been ascribed to do. But in the future world, it may be that the mindless tasks get automated and the work that we all do is creative, and the work that we all do is work that we get to direct to someone. I think systems that are more emergent, like Mochi, are capable of supporting that kind of work better than systems with prescribed work.
That's a really interesting perspective. You mentioned at the very beginning of this conversation the flexibility of Mochi as a tool. And oftentimes, a lot of people building software talk about building very opinionated interfaces in order to like drive the consumer, drive the user, whoever it might be, towards a particular action. But when you're talking about creative work and building a tool that is conducive to doing creative work, you need that level of flexibility in order to allow for a level of emergence, as you mentioned. Alec, were you going to say something? Sorry.
Yeah, I love that answer. I just want to add just something about our community, right? It really sometimes feels like a bit of this fun, like oasis of sorts in Web3, because we're oftentimes not talking about quote unquote work stuff. I would say almost none of the goals that people are working on in our community are things that you would traditionally consider related to work. So there's that. Everybody's, I think, coming to our community and playing this game really with their oftentimes creative goals in mind. And also people come as they are, which for me, that was a new experience in Web3. A lot of times you'd be in meetings and everyone will have their camera off and everybody's anon, and that's interesting. But in our community, people generally like, and there's no pressure to do this. This is just how people tend to show up because we're just working on personal things together. People will oftentimes just come as they are. And I think that has led to a lot of great kind of relationships and what I consider to be a really welcoming space for people. Whether you're a Web3 native or not, a lot of people have actually gotten into Web3 via Mochi, which is also really great to see.
Super cool. I'm going to bounce it to Bao's question around what DAO tooling has been the most utilized within the Mochi community, and how does the community typically share ownership and management over resources?
The most obvious answer is that we have been using our own tools. We as a team have been using Mochi for as long as I've been on the team. We use it to track what we're doing for Mochi. So we have been our own beta testers all the way through. Yeah.
That's the easy answer. And I think we have experimented with a lot of tools. And I think also part of our drive in Mochi is that I think there's some things that we have that don't work for our community in ways that have been challenging. We've spun up instances of the DAO in different environments and looked to run it there for things. And we've used voting tools. And ultimately, our opinion, I think, on DAO structure is one where we angle more for a sense of governance that is more ephemeral and less heavy-handed. We tend to do things all in Discord and all together and do it live. We'll all show up to the town hall and we all lean on people who show up to make decisions around how we spend the treasury. It's also pretty fortunate that most of the things that we do together all involve everyone else too. Usually what we're voting on, if anything, is like, where do we want to throw the next party? Which venue do we want to rent? What kind of speakers are we going to get? Can we find Clipshorns? Can we find Cornwalls? Like, what kind of amps are there? It's very much like DAO Lite where we're at. But as we expect to grow, we want to bring in more tools that will work best with the systems that we're building, because we want to create these sort of pathways between the kind of, I don't like the word stack for this, but like the modular network of DAO tools so that they can interoperate. We provide a very objective perspective of how people are spending their time in a DAO, but we need subjective lenses too to look at that work. We need tools to vote. We need these other things. And like, we expect, I don't know about our DAO specifically, like we have a very kind of like keep it small, keep it simple mindset when it comes to Mochi itself. But from the tooling perspective, we fully expect that all of our partners are going to be token holders in the ecosystem. And we will need to set up and create systems for these token holders to vote on how the protocol continues to be developed, because the protocol is built on some very concrete principles about behavioral psychology, organizational formation, incentive structuring, and this is contemporary information, or maybe some of it is more cutting edge, but the science changes, or people change, organizations change, how we spend our time changes, and the protocol is definitely going to grow, going to change, and become different. And as we find new partners, we'll, and as the amount of partners we have grows, we're going to have to start formalizing some of that structure.
Yeah, you see a lot of DAOs spring up overnight over the past year or so. You mentioned Constitution DAO earlier, that came together in a matter of a week, I think it was. And it's an incredible feat of coordination that people were able to raise whatever it was, like $30 million in a matter of a week and get a legitimate bid on the US Constitution. That's absolutely nuts. But Mochi, this is a result of 4 or 5 years of collaboration, coming together, community building. And some might not even call us a DAO yet at this point, because we haven't deployed our token. And we don't have a formal governance structure. But it's been very intentional, I think, not to rush that process. And it's all, I think, that's all going to come together in the next few months. But yeah, we've been really steady in that process, not to rush things and not to prematurely jump the gun on certain things.
Very steady.
Steady drift.
Gonna pass it to Nate's question now. He said, would love to hear more about how this could work in a team trying to work on something together instead of individual projects. So I'm sure you guys can speak to this given that you use it internally at Mochi. But how could you have 10 members of 4Front staking their FF tokens to show up and work on a project together?
Totally. A lot of our partners have this. We talk about individual goals, right? But individual goals are important. DAOs provide a shared context for individuals in a way that's healthier than a traditional corporate model, I think. That's my opinion, but I would imagine that's shared among the DAO community. So I think this pairing of individual goals and the community perspective is really helpful, because you know, you can find your personal goal within a community context. And for example, if 4Front is building something or is working on a project and there's 10 folks that want to work on it, what we would typically suggest is you install the bot in your server. You create accounts that will let you interact with the Mochi web app. You have to interact with the web app to bond your tokens. Unfortunately, there's no Discord integration yet that will let you run a transaction out of your Discord. And then once you do that, it's just all in Discord. Now you're setting a goal, whatever it is that you want to work on. You're forming teams. Like, we typically suggest teams of 3 to 4, because it can create a small little team that gives you some sense of support and stability. Or as we talk to other partners, we hear about different team sizes, and we generally have a conservative kind of approach to trying to change the protocol too much until we know more about things. But like team size, we're looking at increasing that to probably maybe a maximum of 8, just to make things simpler. It is hard to coordinate with more than 8 people. So, you know, you'd run up some teams, you'd set some goals, and then you'd commit to 2 months of working on that. You're going to be getting pings from the bot, submitting reports on what you're working on, and seeing what your teammates are working on, seeing what they're struggling with, seeing what they need help with, see if you can connect the dots for them. And then, you know, at the end of it, you check in and see, how did we do? Where do we go next? And what do we want to commit to next?
And then I guess one question I would love to ask, just to wrap this up, although definitely a big answer, I'm sure, is what is next for Mochi, both from a product perspective, but also a community perspective?
Totally. I'll let Alec answer the community perspective stuff. And I guess for Mochi. Right now, we're going through a fundraise, so we're looking to raise money to grow the team, to get more folks in, to help us build out faster, and to adapt to the different projects that we're starting to work with and partners that are coming on and asking us about how do we want to develop this. So that's something that we're actively doing. We were going to launch our token soon, right after we raise. We're going to be heading off to ETHCC, and then the next big event's going to be probably in Bogota. We've got some other stuff lined up too, but I don't know if Alec, you want to talk about Bogota at all?
Definitely would urge anybody who's considering Bogota to get out there. I'm biased on our party. I think it's going to be a really good one. So definitely stay tapped in, join our Discord to stay in the loop on that. Yeah, I would say that expanding kind of the membership experience is the next step, both in terms of the in real life gatherings, just as we're, as you mentioned before, right? The focus before the pandemic was heavily on the IRL stuff, and like we've really doubled down on all the online community building efforts. But now we're coming back to this moment where we can reinvest in the IRL gatherings. So I think that focusing more on localized events, programming, creating kind of incentives and structure for sub communities to form in different cities. We already have a very active New York community here. So yeah, all of that stuff, expanding that, but also expanding the virtual kind of club goods and club experience. There'll be more virtual events as well, maybe some more curated kind of content. We already have a curated library of film and music that is available to members. So just thinking through how we can take those benefits a step further. We have some really fun ideas about how we can use things like GPT-3 to create a more compelling chatbot experience that's more kind of responsive and feels more conversational, but haven't had the bandwidth to go all in on that just yet. But beyond that, we're also looking at other tools. If you have your Mochi profile, you have a little Mochi icon, you get to choose the flavor or the color of your Mochi. And there's a health indicator, right, based on how often you're checking in. So there's already a visual representation of community health, and your health is a community contributor. But we want to take that to the next level as well and turn the Mochi character into like a breathing, living Tamagotchi-like experience. And Tyler, I think you're probably best equipped to speak to that. But just leveling up the membership experience on both sides as we grow our network, as we bring more individuals, more partners into the fold.
Yeah, there's a lot that we want to do to take the idea of playing games together and sticking together and growing together further. And yeah, if you're someone who's got experience with AI, machine learning, these kinds of things, come hang out. We've got a bunch of different experiments running in that vein right now. We've got a new Discord server we just spun up specifically around building models of language. And with the kind of Tamagotchi component too, I think a lot of us aren't used to seeing a visual representation of our personal health, our community health, and we're not used to really thinking about that as something that we have to actually care for and maintain. And I think it's one of those challenges, especially as we live more and more online, to actually get some kind of mirror that helps you understand, am I actually working towards the things that I want to do? Am I spending time on the things that I want to do? And really believe that if we can create fun and engaging ways to do this with your friends, we will be able to change the way that the relationship that we have with the ways that we spend our time. I'm very excited for Tamagotchi stuff. We're starting to experiment with some, I think someone mentioned Soulbound tokens a little bit earlier too. We've got a little project for NFT NYC, a little scavenger hunt coming up. And if you're familiar with Curio, I don't want to say too much or anything, but if you're around NFT NYC, keep an eye out for some Mochi times Curio scavenger hunt goodies.
Yeah, hit us on Twitter. We'll be doing a lot of updates around that stuff. And one more thing I want to draw attention to that I mentioned before that I'm personally very excited about for us moving forward is the portable reputation thing, right? Verifiable credentials that reflect how you're participating in your communities with Mochi as a framework for that. So really excited to get some of that stuff a bit further developed as well.
Oh yeah, definitely encourage everybody to check out the links that folks dropped and participate if they're interested. Alec and Tyler, appreciate the heck out of you guys. This was super fun. I'm super stoked. I'm definitely about to join the Discord now and get involved on Monday. So I'm excited. Appreciate y'all for coming through. Appreciate the audience for joining. We will be back next Friday for another Hangout. And until then, folks, GM, have a good one. Talk soon.
GM. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks for having us.
Hey fam, thanks for listening to the Forefront podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so please visit us on Twitter at @forefront_ or on the web at forefront.market. You can come through our Discord too, anytime, night or day. We'll see you next time.